Chinese Cantonese Refresher Course, Formal Testing Unit 7, Part 1, Oral Comprehension. Directions. In the practice question, there are four words in English. One of the four words is the best translation of a word or phrase in a sentence you will hear spoken in Chinese Cantonese. Listen to the sentence carefully and read the answers given in the practice question. Then choose the answer which is the best translation of a word or phrase spoken in the sentence. Now look at the answer sheet. There are four letters, A, B, C, and D. Circle the letter which corresponds to the answer you choose. You will hear the sentence only once. You will have 25 seconds to circle your answer on the answer sheet. Practice question.
我去学校读书。
The C answer is the best translation of a word or phrase in the sentence. You should have circled the letter C since the C answer is correct. Question number one.
组织一个新部门.
Question number two.
美国的军械.
Question number three.
结果非常准确.
Question number four.
经过研究之后，决定方针.
Question number five.
用以前的记录做参考.
Question number six.
每处的工作性质都不同.
Question number seven.
这个不是确实的记录.
Question number eight.
很多逃兵看过我们的传单.
Question number nine.
这个部队不能够得到后方的补充.
Question number 10.
地图上的坐标.
Question number 11.
在作战期间.
Question number 12.
作战胜利. 与人数的多寡没大关系.
Part 2. Oral Comprehension. Directions. For the practice question, you will hear a short sentence in Chinese Cantonese which describes the situation. You are to answer the question about the situation. One of the four answers in this practice question is the correct answer. Listen to the sentence carefully and read the answers given in the practice question. Circle the letter which corresponds to the answer you choose. You are to answer the question on the basis of the information supplied in the described situation and not on the basis of the truth or falsity of the sentence. You will hear the sentence only once. You will have 25 seconds to circle your answer on the answer sheet. Practice question.
一个中国朋友请我去吃饭.
You should have circled the letter C, since the C answer is correct. Question number 13.
这批装备是我军由共产党署俘获的.
Question number 14.
中国的经济情形不好.
Question number 15.
他们是农人, 以耕种为生.
Question number 16.
今日有很多子弹和炮弹运到.
Question number 17.
他们尽各种方法去完成这个计划。
Question number 18.
他们只能制造1%的炮弹。
Question number 19.
这些是冲锋枪和枪榴弹。
Question number 20.
他的手去年被炸伤了, 不做得工。
Question number 21.
现在手续已经比以前简单很多。
Question number 22.
这些事一点都不可以延迟。
Question number 23.
他对每个人都尽量给予方便。
Question number 24.
美国军与中国军联络合作。
Question number 25.
极权与民主，文明与野蛮。
Continue with the reading comprehension test, part 3 and part 4, formal testing unit 7. Chinese Cantonese Refresher Course, Formal Testing Unit 8, Part 1, Oral Comprehension. Directions. In the practice question, there are four words in English. One of the four words is the best translation of a word or phrase in a sentence you will hear spoken in Chinese Cantonese. Listen to the sentence carefully and read the answers given in the practice question. Then choose the answer which is the best translation of a word or phrase spoken in the sentence. Now look at the answer sheet. There are four letters, A, B, C, and D. Circle the letter which corresponds to the answer you choose. You will hear the sentence only once. You will have 25 seconds to circle your answer on the answer sheet. Practice question.
我去学校读书。
The C answer is the best translation of a word or phrase in the sentence. You should have circled the letter C since the C answer is correct. Question number 1.
联合国的军队。
Question number 2.
指挥官所讲的题目。
Question number 3.
这个问题不易处置。
Question number 4.
这树的山地非常险要。
Question number 5.
电文正确的内容。
Question number 6.
那些车辆是由平民驾驶的。
Question number 7.
他未得长官的同意。
Question number 8.
这次迷伏十分成功。
Question number 9.
他们得到理想的效果。
Question number 10.
用战车掩护。
Question number 11.
想成功,要有精密的计划。
Question number 12.
他们准备撤退。
Part 2. Oral comprehension. Directions. For the practice question, you will hear a short sentence in Chinese Cantonese which describes the situation. You are to answer a question about the situation. One of the four answers in this practice question is the correct answer. Listen to the sentence carefully and read the answers given in the practice question. Circle the letter which corresponds to the answer you choose. You are to answer the questions on the basis of the information supplied in the described situation and not on the basis of the truth or falsity of the sentence. You will hear the sentence only once. You will have 25 seconds to circle your answer on the answer sheet. Practice question.
一个中国朋友请我去吃饭。
You should have circled the letter C, since the C answer is correct. Question number 13.
我军控制各阵地要点，敌军无法抵抗。
Question number 14.
包罗万有。
Question number 15.
采取情报极受限制。
Question number 16.
他指挥一年的兵。
Question number 17.
这件文件的内容不能够给你知。
Question number 18.
我们得到这个情报都没用。
Question number 19.
敌人的人力和补给不够，他们投降。
Question number 20.
这些是审问所得的正确资料。
Question number 21.
我军的活动范围不受限制。
Question number 22.
审问战俘关于敌军的人数。
Question number 23.
这个部队虽然有好好的医生， 但是没办法医治病人。
Question number 24.
这个伤兵除非用飞机运回医院， 不是就没希望。
Question number 25.
他们依照可靠的情报去进攻。
Continue with the reading comprehension test, part 3 and part 4, formal testing unit 8.